My employer requires your services, gentlemen. One job, one day's work. I have been asked by my employer...
Very dangerous.
...to bring a proposal.
He does not expect all of you to live.
He does not expect all of you to live.
Do it. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, a weekly podcast where we talk about pretty much whatever comes to mind. And we should probably take this opportunity to tell you that sometimes we talk about sensitive things. So, if you're easily offended, maybe you should stop listening right now.
So what you want me to do?
Let's get started. The Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast is made possible by Mark Charter Real Estate. Buying or selling? No one offers more than Mark Charter. Free moving truck, free storage, flexible commission plans, and more. Read more than 100 satisfied client reviews at markcharter.com. Now, on with the show.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Please welcome your host, Mark Charter.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure, that my hair looks better done up with gel and mousse than hidden under a stupid hat with a light on it.
Adam Gray.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
And Chris Williams.
As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Hey, what's up, dudes? Welcome to this week's podcast. I know you've been waiting for it. Mark Charter can quote about Iowa State getting killed by Texas Tech.
No gloating today.
Good. I'm glad that you're choosing not to gloat about your favorite team losing.
I will be interested to go back. I need to find this because on the forum I had put a few weeks back, I put a prediction for every score the rest of the way. It was on some, I don't know, I'll find it. But I said we would beat K-State or Kansas by at least 14. I said, and then I said, oh, for the rest of the games, we'll lose to Tech by at least whatever. We'll lose to Baylor by at least whatever. I need to go back and find that. That'll be interesting reading at the end of the year. But, hey, the reality is I said we're going to get beat by Tech badly, and we did. So
it was bad.
I don't need to gloat.
It was bad indeed.
You know? Do we even need to talk about that?
It was awful. No,
the only positive was that I didn't have to do Cyclone Reaction because we had a wedding.
That would have been brutal.
Yeah, so I was pretty... I don't even think I watched much of the fourth quarter. Brutally honest with our audience, I was pretty much cashed out. I was watching the Nebraska-Wisconsin game.
And I would, like, every now and then, like, elbow you if something was going on in the Iowa State game, and you pretty much would look at me like, why are you even watching the game still? It's pretty much how it went
down. I went back and watched it later. Yeah. Like, I did do that. I DVR'd. But I didn't... I was so disappointed in it. Like, to me, that was, like, one last stand, you know, for the program.
Yeah,
and they just I don't even know, like I think that it when you play any of those teams, and like Mark said, I don't think we need to dwell on this today, but man, it's like a snowball going down a hill is the cliche that gets used. And man, if you throw a pick on your first offensive, and then you're trying to come from behind against a team like that, and the defense is, I mean, I think Texas Tech, I went through. Their, like, average drive was, like, just over 2 minutes. So, it's not...
The bend but don't break wasn't working.
No.
And there was no adjust. That, I mean, what was most disappointing for me, I always look back. When Iowa State won 3 games 2 years ago and 2 games last year, I kept looking back and saying, we're undermanned. We don't have the talent to compete in the Big 12. We don't have the talent to get there. We need to get more talent. And I'm not sitting here saying today that Iowa State's a top-level talent team, but Iowa State today is not 2-3 because of a lack in talent.
I agree.
They did not lose by 35 points at Texas Tech because of a lack of talent. We flat out got out coached. We got out coached against Iowa in the second half. Toledo was a comedy of errors. Whether you want to blame the players or coaches,
I would blame Toledo more on playing.
Yeah.
But Iowa exclusively on coaching.
Absolutely. I mean, you're up 17-10 at home. You get the ball to start the second half, and you lose that game. And not only do you lose that game, you lose 21-0 in the second half and get 66 yards of offense. I'm sorry, that's horrible coaching.
I like where your head's at, Gray.
And now you look at Texas Tech game. I did some stats here, guys.
And
then we're gonna move on because no one wants to sit here.
Bring on Thursday. These stats.
It's Thursday. No one cares to hear what I have to say about this game, right? But
correct.
I'm gonna say it anyway because I have no other. I'm not like you, Chris. I'm not on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where I can voice my displeasure.
We need to get you guys on. I was telling Gray earlier.
This is his chance right here.
Yeah.
We need to get you guys. We need to move this up in the week. because you guys come in here all full of piss and vinegar on Thursdays.
Yeah, and you're talked out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I feel like this would be a better podcast now in the current form.
Go take a potty break and I'll just let me rant.
You have two options because I've heard from people that like the podcast for various reasons.
Yeah.
And some of them like the X's and O's, but a lot of them don't.
I'm not even going. Well, I will go a little X's and O's, yeah.
So, and I'm sure you guys would charge me double for this, but hey, it is what it is. It'd almost be better to do a MawCast, which is game recap. I can come in and bitch about things. Greg can do his X's and O's. Yeah. Chris isn't talked out, and do that version. And then you can almost have a second version, which is none of that. Which is Chris and I talking about breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Dude,
you've got two different versions
of this. How fat I'm getting.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost think that would be better, frankly. But hey, you guys run the show, right?
I had a guy tweet at me last night telling me asked me if I put on 2 pounds every time Iowa State loses a game.
Do you eat when you get depressed?
No, I drink.
So let me, Greg, before I forget, because you got a pad there, you're not going to forget your stats.
But Adam's got stats.
Let me ask you a question, though, regarding the rest of the season, because I'm genuinely curious about this.
Yeah.
How does an Iowa State fan, and you guys specifically, how do you go about watching the rest of this season? Because I thought about this in a way. Because people say, oh, you want Rhodes to get fired, and you're not a fan, and you're rooting for them to lose. And in a way, that's correct. Because it's almost the philosophy of sometimes you got to lose a battle to win the war. And I view this as a battle. So am I rooting against Iowa State? No, but in a way, I'm wanting these losses to be substantial so it's clear cut that we need a new coach.
I disagree with that just because, I mean, I think the writing's pretty much on the wall. Like, I really, unless something miraculous happens, I think it's a far-fetched thought to think that Paul Rhodes will be here next year. So, like, going out and rooting for them to lose, to me, like, I'll do that with the Vikings because I know that they're professionals making millions of dollars and that they're going to get a better draft pick. But, like, with this, like, I don't want Sam Richardson and the seniors to lose by 40 points for selfish purposes. I don't.
I don't either. Those guys.
I cannot do that with Iowa State.
They work too hard all year. And, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm just an optimistic person in general.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sitting here on Thursday. We're 2 days away from playing the number 2 team at home at 6 o'clock at night. I'm talking myself into how we're going to make this a game. All right.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So you learned nothing from last week.
No.
This is what I learned. Here's the thing. Okay. You look at it one way and you're not wrong. You're not wrong, Mark. I look at it a different way. And sometimes I might be right, and sometimes I might be wrong, too. But here's the thing. I look at Texas the week before. They play TCU. They get beat 50-3.
Yeah.
Their program is blowing up. Charlie Strong is getting fired.
Yep.
Texas football is done. The next week they go, they beat Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I mean, Oklahoma, top 5-10 team going into the week.
Yep.
College football is weird, guys. We're talking 18-22-year-old boy kids here. Sometimes things go well, and when they go well, they can spiral. And sometimes things go bad. And that game against Texas Tech, things went bad, and they got bad quickly. And I think the score, it spiraled to be worse than what it really should have been. And I come back on coaching on that one. But we're at home now.
Yeah.
It's a 6 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Number 2 team, it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
You sell this as Paul Rhodes. This is an opportunity to go out and make a statement that we're not going to roll over the last 7 games. We're going to keep fighting, and we're going to show teams that we have some players and we can play. That's Rhodes' job, and I fully expect him to go and do it this week. I really do.
I think, too, Mark, I think an important point, and I was wanting to make this point, is, you know, just like people, because I picked Iowa State to win last week, I'm a Kool-Aid drinker. Okay. Is Kirk Herbstreit a Kool-Aid drinker? Is 5 of the other national? No.
Scott
because,
Van Pelt?
Yeah, there were legitimate reasons to look at that game last week that you know what I mean? I just think it's such a nobody's right, nobody's wrong in the way you look at this. It's what we're all made up differently as human beings. You know what I mean? Like Adam and I were sitting at that bar last week and we had talked ourselves into a Cyclone comeback just because it's fun for us to, you know what I mean? Like
you have to have
it. Some people look at it differently. So like when I tell you, like, you know, your mindset of, well, I'm, you know, my goal is for change. Like I can't really put myself in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just think that's what I hate on our forums though. When like there's a certain aspect of them who anybody who thinks anything positive is a Kool-Aid drinker and they're nothing. They're the reason the program won't grow. And then, you know, there's the sunshine, the legitimate ones who, no matter what Iowa State does, will never be critical. And then they criticize the other people for being too negative. And it's just like, guys, like, you know, I wish we could just come to the realization that we're all just kind of different human beings. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and people just view the world differently.
I think too, and you're right, any weird stuff happens. You get the Appalachian States that beat Michigan. I mean, stuff happens in college football. The difference between Oklahoma and Texas and Iowa State, Texas Tech last year, is the talent gap between Oklahoma and Texas very small, if any.
Yeah.
Both teams are loaded with, hey, with good players.
I'll be honest.
We were outmanned, and this week against TCU, there will, again, be a large talent gap.
I'm sorry.
Opinion.
I don't think there was that big of a talent gap between Iowa State and Texas Tech.
No, I don't either.
I'm speaking more about TCU this week. There will be a large talent gap.
No.
Hence why I don't think you're going to see an Oklahoma-Texas-type game.
I'm not predicting an Iowa State that we're going to go out and win this game. I think we're going to make it competitive. Yeah. A lot of changes need to happen. I'm sorry. You can't not win the time of possession against TCU and expect to win the game. I mean, and this is the stats I wanted to get to.
Yep.
I look back in the first half. Mike Warren's running all over them. We had between Warren, Lanning, and Thomas, 14 carries, averaging 11 yards per carry. We lost time of possession to Texas Tech. How the hell does that happen?
Because the defense is a butter knife, man.
No, that doesn't make any sense. If they're scoring every 2 minutes for a drive, we should be dominating time possession.
Okay. I get what you're saying. I'm sorry. Yeah. I misunderstood. I got you. Yeah.
Mike Warren ran for 46 yards. Next carry, he ran for 7 yards. You know what we did after that? We went pass, and on 4th and 3, Rhodes, which we all will kill him for, kicked a 40-yard field goal, which Netton missed. Here's what I respect. People hate it when I talk about Iowa. I respect Kirk Ferentz. He would have ran that ball 12 plays in a row, and he would have said, I'm going to run the same play, and you stop it.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have. Texas Tech would not have stopped it. We should have won time of possession 40-20, which is what Kansas State did to TCU last week. It was 40-20 time of possession. It's not that hard, coaches.
At one point in that
get
game,
out of your own way. Get out of your own way.
27-7.
Would you guys be in favor of, if you had a choice between doing this or not doing this, and it won't happen, I understand, this is for conversation's sake only, but knowing what Iowa State has done this year, knowing who we face, the type of offenses, would you guys be in favor of not trying to kick a field goal the rest of the year?
Yeah, and I mean, unless it's like 4th and 20, and it's
something obscene. Yeah. But otherwise, three points doesn't do us any good.
Whenever people complain about Super Bowl kickers, it's the least thing to worry about on Iowa State's entire team.
There's other than the Toledo game, I mean, let's be honest. Like,
yeah, but that
if he makes that kick,
I mean, that literally cost them a win.
Yeah,
I agree.
It did. No, if he makes a chip shot, you win the game.
You're right, but there was about 35 other things that we did wrong.
Well, no, there's no doubt about that.
Fix
but
the other stuff.
Even with that stuff being wrong, if he makes the chip shot, you still win.
Okay, but in the grand scheme of what is wrong with Iowa State football, kicker is like dead last because we're in the Big 12.
No, I agree, but I don't think you can just wipe it off. I mean, it did lose them a game.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody thinks kicking will win or lose us a game the rest of the year.
No, I would agree with you there.
So, I don't know.
Unless you start like botching extra points and stuff, which is a whole different conversation, which I don't think Netton will ever. Well,
so on to this week though. I mean, you're on record. You're betting your house. You're betting everything on TCU.
Guys, nothing has changed from the perspective of the last week. I looked at them versus us last week.
Yeah.
And I saw a dominant offense against us, and we have a decent offense, but not dominant. We have a defense that is almost regressing. It seems like from where they were at the beginning of the year. We hear we're more talented, etc. Okay, you can say we're more talented. You can say we have a good defense, but stats are still stats, and we just gave up almost 800 yards. That's embarrassing. That's bad.
I don't think we have a good defense. I think it's an improved defense, and I think last week was an outlier.
Last week, really bad
game plan by Wally Burnham. I don't care what you say.
My guess is that last week, and I know who's coming up on the schedule, but like statistically, I think last week will be the worst defensive performance of the year.
And we have a home game.
I mean, my God, like, if it's not, that means somebody's getting 800 yards.
So the reality is, other than the first game of the year, TCU has scored over 50 points in every other game this year.
Uh-huh.
So you could make it a pretty safe argument that they're going to score over 50 against us, unless they call off the dogs or do something weird. So the spread, as of this morning, is 20.5 points.
Correct.
So if TCU scores 50, Iowa State has to score 29.
Yep.
At least 28 for TCU to cover the game. Can they score 28 points? Yes, they can, but TCU can also score 60. I see them covering it, and there's nothing out there to make me think that they won't, other than strange things happening, which maybe occurs. That's
some
a possibility.
Turnovers, you know, just weird stuff.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But I think Boykin's going to have a field day and basically be able to do whatever he wants to do.
I bet you.
Dotson's going to have 15, 20 catches in this game. He's thinking that one over.
I'll be interested to see what we do defensively. If I could see Boykin running for 150 yards against us.
For sure.
Because for sure. We right now out in space, our linebackers are not able to make plays in space, and he could just absolutely eat us up, and it'd be Cotton Boy making tackles 20 yards down the field.
And he's just as fast as anyone else on the field, too.
He's a great, great player. I think Mahomes is the best quarterback in the Big 12, but he was hurt last week. That was so frustrating about
Yikes.
Last week. 776 yards without three wide receivers, a guard, and their quarterback who could barely even move. And we did nothing to try to make him uncomfortable, move him around, just give him different looks. I mean, you drop eight guys back, and he doesn't feel any heat. He could take all day and make throws, and we never adjusted. I didn't mind the game plan. I minded that after the first quarter, yeah. We didn't completely scrap the game plan and do something different.
Let me ask you guys this, too, because this is an interesting question, I think. And it goes to defense. We're obviously doing the 3-4. You could say based on last week, it's not working.
Yeah.
Against these right. And it was supposed to help against these aerial attacks, right? Yeah. That was the theory.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're still giving up third and 30s.
It's more than one game.
But here's my question to you. Against a team like TCU and Baylor, they're going to put up their points.
Yeah.
Does it sound ridiculous to say against these teams, we have to try something different than what we're doing? And I don't know if that means bringing the house, because when we're rushing three against five and we're not getting there, that's not working. It's just not. The quarterbacks have too much time to throw and pick us apart. So how do you prevent that?
I like the 3-4. I just think they need to do different aspects of it. I think they need to find a way to get the cornerbacks into the playing outside linebacker out in the nickel a little bit more to get more speed out there, because no offense to certain guys on our team, but when you put certain linebackers out there in space against the TCUs and the Texas
Techs,
they're just not fast enough.
Yeah.
They're just not. And then all of a sudden, what I don't like about giving guys 15-yard cushions against these teams too is when you give a guy that can run 4-4-4-5, 10, 15 yards running as fast as he can before he makes his move, good luck covering him. It's already hard enough to cover him. I like Kansas State gets up, they bump a little bit. You know, they play close to the line. And you know what? You're going to give up a big play like they did to Doxson. They gave up three plays for 210 yards.
But you don't give up easy completions, short ones.
But you also create three turnovers.
Yeah.
You also can get three and outs. Yeah. You can make some plays. Iowa State's going to give up 50 no matter what they do. I would rather see him give up 50 being aggressive than give up 50, 60 being not aggressive. That's my personal opinion.
The whole bend but don't break thing, if that's your game plan and you're still the other team's having 2-minute possessions, then it's clearly
not working.
It's breaking.
Yeah. I'd rather than score one play, 70 yards. At least, hey, the defense is going to be fresh next time they go back out in the field. That's my opinion. But they'll change.
That's the thing. Like this was the first time they've done this against. So like Wally's smart. I mean, they're going to make some adjustments. I don't know what.
Yeah.
We'll find out. But I don't think you can just go, oh, it's the 3-4 sucks. Well, the 4-3 suck too. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. The 3-4 is not the problem.
No, you got to do some different things with it, and they'll continue
to figure it out. Hopefully
to tweak it.
It seems like just watching football, NFL, college, etc. And again, I understand these things. These are in theory, and it's harder to do it in real life. I get that. But oftentimes, it seems like the most effective way to kind of mix things up on defense and create turnovers and all of that is blitzing, and you see it constantly.
You saw it earlier with Iowa State in the year.
Bring the house. Bring the house.
They did it a lot earlier this year.
Jones is good.
Why not do that against TCU?
That's where Willie Harvey is good.
Yeah.
These guys, you put them in space, and they're a little lost right now, and that's just a lack of playing right now. You know, they're not used to playing that style where they're trying to cover someone 50
yards.
They're
constantly on backpedaling, and that's just not what they do.
It'll take a little bit of time, but I don't know. So what do you think? Halftime comes. Is Iowa State still in the game at halftime, Chris?
What do you mean by still in the game?
I mean, I don't know. Inside of 10 points. 10 points or less.
No.
No.
I would say it's like 14 or 17 at halftime.
So you don't think they're in it in the fourth quarter then, obviously, either?
No.
Okay.
But I also think that like it's intriguing enough to come back for the third quarter. Maybe you're getting the ball. I mean,
you know what?
They were down by 17 to Oklahoma State that one year, weren't they?
They're down 24-7.
They were down a ways.
Yeah. So I'm not comparing that. I'm just saying I think that in my opinion, like if you 14 is still in the game by Iowa State standards on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's one score, you're back in it.
All I have to go off of is gut reaction. That's it, or gut feel. I mean, I acknowledge that I could be as wrong as possible on this, but at halftime of this game, I think it's 35-10, 42-17, somewhere in there. I just think Sam's going to throw a couple more picks.
I hope they get the ball and they just run.
And let the clock run down to 5 seconds.
That's the key.
Keep them off the field.
Does that not frustrate you last? And I, again, coaching 101 says you got to mix it up or you become predictable, right? Well, if you're getting 10, 11 yards every time you're running the ball, why not just run it every time?
I don't know.
The problem with last week, and this is what they got down double digits within like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I want to say, and I'm giving Mark Mangino, who I've already called for to strip him of his play calling duties. So don't.
That's as bold as you get, by the way. I saw you do that.
Yeah. I mean,
did you regret that after you put it out there?
No. Because I mean it.
Yeah.
I'm giving him the benefit of doubt here that's what they wanted to do. That was kind of the game plan going into it. And when they got down, they just
panicked a little and said, we got to catch up.
That's the only thing that makes any sense, because the problem is TCU's much better defensively than Texas Tech is. You know, like Texas Tech is the worst defense Iowa State will see the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And it's not even close.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them that and hope that was the case and that they got flustered and it's still inexcusable, but
yeah, you're being nicer than I would be.
No, I'm trying to be political here. Like I've already called for the guy to be stripped of his play call. I'm not sure exactly what you want me to do.
This is one of the reasons why I get puzzled when you guys say, and maybe it's just,
what else can you do? Just fire Mark Mangino right now? I mean,
I'm not saying that.
I think the Iowa State fan in you comes out and when you say like, you think it'll be a close game, which is fine. That's understandable. But the flip side of that coin is you agree TCU has a great offense.
Phenomenal offense.
And you also think that Gary Patterson is a phenomenal defensive coach.
Yeah, but they're also
so those things combined equal blowout.
They've got like 5 starters out on defense.
Yeah.
So
I think their backups are probably pretty capable.
The problem Iowa State's got is you're getting TCU at the time now where a lot of those backups have enough experience now where they're not really like backups anymore.
Yeah.
It's not their
first rodeo.
You know what I mean? Like, they're still not as good as the guys who they're replacing, but they're a lot better than they were when they were at Minnesota or, you know what I mean, just some of those early games.
Minnesota was not indicative of who this team is.
No.
I think people fall on that. It's like that.
Well, just like Michigan, Utah. I mean, you can't take – that first week is a crapshoot a lot of times.
Yeah.
Can I go back to your game was over early?
Sure, bud.
Stop doing it.
Sure.
Okay. We were down 24-14. That was when the Mike Warren run of 46 yards and 7 yards, and we did 2 pass plays and kicked the 40-yard field goal.
I was just talking about being down 10-0 in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, but we scored right away right after that. We scored again after. It was 17-14. People forget. It was 17-14, and we should have scored a touchdown to make it 24-21. Next thing you know, they pick up a 3rd and 30 and throw a 40-yard touchdown pass the next player a couple plays later. It got out of hand, and it could have been closer in the first half if our coaching staff could have got out of its own way. And let's put a little bit on Sam. I'm killing the coaches for throwing the ball, but on 2nd and 3, he had an easy out pass to Quentin Bundridge. I mean, wide open, and it completely missed him. Where Mahomes is throwing a 20-yard out and he's hitting the guy in the
street. That was some of the stuff that was frustrating is watching some of Sam's throws.
Oh man.
I mean, you can say coaching, and I agree it is coaching, but someone like just a slant, etc., where he's putting it way behind the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a throw a quarterback has to make. And if you're not making those throws, you don't have a chance to win. But that game ended on 3rd and 30. When they converted that
there's no question
like,
about
that's,
it.
That's totally it, agree. Man. That's it.
Totally agree.
So anyway.
All right. We're gonna do picks? We got
sure.
Let's do it.
I'm proud of Williams. He actually made his picks before the show started.
I got my picks done. Last week I went 1-4, so I'm like, I need to rebound a little bit and do some homework this week. So I'm ready to go.
It was a rough week for both me and you. Me and you both went 1-4. I think Charlie, you went 3-2?
3-2, I
believe. 3-2. So standings right now, I am 15-15. Mark is 14-14-2, and C-Dub is 13-15-2. So
we're all right around the curve.
You're not making money off us. You're losing just a little bit of juice.
So,
right now.
So if the season ended today, are we technically tied?
No, I got more wins.
Sorry, buddy. All right.
Yeah.
So that's the guy who makes the rules.
Yep. All right.
I'll kick one off here. The fans will like this since they think I hate Iowa State. I'm picking against Iowa this week.
Yeah. Northwestern plus 2.5.
Yeah, man. I'm taking Northwestern. I had plus 2. You want to give me that half point, I'll gladly take it.
Yep.
I was just talking to Chris before the show started here today. I don't get the line movement on this game. It's at Northwestern. Word has it that Beathard is dinged up.
Mm-hmm.
yes, Northwestern just got killed. I understand that. This game is traditionally close. But the line was a pick'em and is moving towards Iowa at this point. So I like those plus 2 points for Northwestern.
I agree with you. Not only is Beathard dinged up, but he's also missing his top two tackles.
Correct.
So they're gonna, and Northwestern's got a really good defense.
And it's his best wide receiver.
So Beathard, usually what really makes him dangerous is his ability to move around. It sounds like he won't be able to do that as well without two tackles. And I would say that Iowa's pass protection's already been pretty poor this year in general for Iowa standards.
Yeah.
You throw out those two tackles and a quarterback who can't move, I think it'd be a long day for Iowa. I could see them not even getting to 10 points. I think it's going to be like a 13-6 Northwestern win.
It's funny you say that. Is that one of your picks?
Yeah, I got Northwestern plus two as well.
It's funny because I had the under in that game.
Okay.
What is that set at?
41.
I can easily see that happening. I mean, Iowa just played a 10-6 against Wisconsin. So, yeah, that could happen.
The only thing that would hesitate me is that Beathard really hasn't run much the last few games for them, because I think he's been – I don't know if he's been – he's clearly more dinged up now than he was.
But then
– if it's a 13-10 like we're talking, man, it's that's a scary game for me either way. Just because I think those teams are pretty equal. But
they were able to beat Illinois because Kanziri ran wild, right? 200-some yards.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing that against Northwestern.
Because Illinois is the type of defense where, man, they just run and hit you, and they're pretty undisciplined, but they're really athletic.
Yeah.
And I think Northwestern's the exact opposite.
They're sound. They won't make – they're Iowa on defense.
Yeah.
They will make you beat them because they're not going to make a mistake.
That should be a fun game. I'm looking forward to that.
Fun, yeah.
Well, I mean, I love
watching 13-6 football
games. It'll be a good close football game.
At Northwestern, where there's no atmosphere in the
brutal
stands. Yeah.
There'll be half Iowa fans in that stadium on Saturday.
I'm a big believer in the KISS theory when it comes to betting. Keep it simple, stupid. I don't know if you guys watched any of this. I did some of it. 66-7 last week, Baylor beat Kansas in a stadium that was generously a fourth full, maybe.
I don't know about that.
I saw a photo, an aerial. That show. I don't know if you guys saw that.
It was probably only. I think you're saying it was less than.
I would say not even a fourth.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, keeping in mind that Kansas is garbage, they'll have even less fans there this week. Worst team in the country. Texas Tech, I think, can score just as much as Baylor did if they want to. I got Texas Tech minus 31 at Kansas, and zero reason to believe that won't happen.
Yeah, and that's a game too, Mark, where it's just like last week when. Well, I think I said that's all indicative on how many points Art Briles wanted to score.
Yep. They could have scored way more.
Very,
than 66.
Very similar.
I think they scored 14 in the second half.
Very similar situation this week. So, yeah, I would agree with that completely.
Gray?
No, you are picking that one too?
Yeah, no, I've got that one too.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were just agreeing or
no. I've got it. And my theory is to just keep picking against Kansas until they prove you wrong.
Okay. This one, so far I've got four picks. I still have a fifth one to make. I'm looking it over, but all four right now, I am taking the underdogs. I'm taking Florida plus 9.5.
I've got that too.
I don't hate that.
That's a big number. And, you know, the quarterback situation obviously hurts with what's happened. But Florida's not winning because of their offense. They're winning because their defense might be the best in the country or one of. I think they slow Fournette down. I'm not saying they're going to win. But I think this is one of those LSU just really physical games where maybe they eke out by 7 or 3 or something like that. But I think Florida's defense is good enough to keep them in that game. And I think they rallied around the fact that they just lost their quarterback.
And I believe their freshman quarterback was 5-0, but I think the guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name, that's
Trent Harris.
I think he was 5-2. So he's not a bad quarterback replacing him. It's not like they're going to have a drastic drop off.
That game's all about the Florida defense versus Fournette. I mean, that's what that game comes down to.
I bet you they slow him down too.
But what is slowing down? 150 yards or less?
I would say
he's going to get his yards.
I bet you he goes under 130.
That guy's a beast.
He's a stud.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. I don't disagree with your pick there at all. In fact, I haven't disagreed with any of you guys yet.
I had that too, so.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've got a lot of duplicates today.
I'm going.
So boring.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to go to the NFL. I'll mix it up here. I have not been impressed with Peyton Manning this year. However, I have been impressed with the Broncos defense.
Yeah.
It looks good. Cleveland is one of those frustrating teams to bet.
Yes, they are.
Because they just seem to pull stuff out of their butt, like they did against Baltimore this week. Beat them in overtime.
McCown.
Where do you see it coming from? It's tough. But, again, Broncos defense is good enough. Broncos are -4 in this game. It is on the road. It is at Cleveland. But the Broncos are undefeated. I think they stay that way, and I can see them winning that game by more than 4.
I like the Browns in that one. I think it's like a 3-pick day for Peyton.
Could be.
So
could be.
That'd actually be an underrated game of the week, to be honest with you.
Yep.
So, okay. What do you got?
I'm going with the Thursday night college game in Auburn at -2 at Kentucky.
I got it at -1.5 right now.
Boom. Okay.
I'll give you 2, though, because I'm nice.
I'll take whatever.
Right. You're nice because you're going to give – you would not be nice to give him -2 versus 1.5.
I'll take the 1.5 if I can have it.
He's minus.
I was hoping I could pull that one off.
No, help him out.
Reason being that they're clearly a lot more talented, and they've had a week off, and Malzahn is in, like, total desperation mode, and I feel like if they have an opportunity, they make a statement tonight.
You were going down with that Auburn ship, aren't you? You've been riding that all year.
Well, and a lot of times these teams that you know are talented, like at Texas, yeah. I mean, all of a sudden it's like when they play a team that's not very talented is when – and I know Kentucky's better this year, I think, than they normally are. But
Gray, I'll be in
desperation mode. I'm going with that.
Auburn is 0-5 against the spread so far this year.
They got to win at some point.
There you go.
Yep. And last week you were 1-4, so I assume you lost. You lost because you took Iowa State in the under last week.
Yeah, good defense, Iowa State.
So I'm assuming you're not going to do that this week again. All right, my fourth pick.
No.
A very, very interesting game that nobody thought would be good at the beginning of the year. I'm going to take Michigan State, who is ranked 4th in the country, 5th. Where are they at?
Something like that. They're right around there.
Overrated, whatever they are.
Agreed,
yep.
But still a top 5 team. 8.5 points.
I agree with this one.
Against Michigan. Now, yeah. Michigan has looked great the last 3 weeks, but Michigan State, rivalry game, great coach, the whole deal. I'm not saying they're good. I can see them losing, but 8.5, this seems like a touchdown or less game for sure.
Rivalry game.
Yep.
That line makes zero sense to me.
I agree with that.
People are all over because they're Michigan just, beat up on Northwestern. I don't get it.
Well, 3 straight shutouts. I mean, that's worth something.
Yeah.
Harbaugh, they're playing to the Vegas, the Harbaugh charm.
Mm-hmm. Michigan State's look like crap last 2 weeks.
If Michigan has the exact same resume and a different head coach, that's probably like a 3-point spread.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems way too much for this game.
Harbaugh is a superstar in there. I mean, that happens a lot.
It's my lock of the week. And by the way, don't forget who Michigan's quarterback is. People seem to be overlooking this because of the success they've had. I'm not a big believer. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
That's bold that that's your lock of the week. That's interesting to me. Yeah.
Everything you just said made it seem like you're sure it's going to happen.
Oh, no, I'm not. I told you earlier that I won't touch that game, though, just because... I don't know. Michigan State's just been so underwhelming. But they're going to be fired up.
Agreed.
They have some injuries on defense. I don't know, man.
I think they pooped their pants for the last time. Rutgers, ugly.
Yeah.
I think that's they're done with that.
I missed that game last week.
They're going to put on a good show.
Maybe I'm soured on Michigan State because they keep burning.
You probably are.
That could be it, to be honest with you.
That was a terrible showing by them last week.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, they won, though.
Am I up or are you?
I'm up, actually.
Okay.
I'm 2 behind. This team's due. They're more than due.
I got
Nebraska +2 at Minnesota.
They got to do it eventually, right?
Not only they got to do it, but here's the thing. Even if they lose, it's going to be a last-second field goal to have them lose by 1. I'm going to cover either way. So basically,
just like Wisconsin last week, and I placed a bet on that game and won.
That game's at Minnesota.
At Minnesota, yeah.
Damn.
Minnesota's 2-point favorites.
I just think
they're a better team. I think they've had a little bit of bad luck.
They've had a lot of bad luck.
A lot of bad luck. It's a must win. It's an absolute must win for them, and they'll do it. They'll beat Minnesota.
I really wish that Iowa State had a bye because that'd be fun to go up to that game. Yeah. And then the Vikings game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to the Vikings game.
Where is the Nebraska team that came back down like 24 at Miami and was chucking the ball over the place and looked really good?
Wow.
They lost it still, but they looked good. That team did not show up against Wisconsin at all. So, I don't know. Who is Nebraska? Nobody knows.
No. 13 that likes to lose by field goals or Hail Marys then again. they really could be 6-0 and they're 2-4. Right? I mean,
by the way, biggest pet peeve coaches do, and I know you agree with me on this. Perfect example was that game. Nebraska could have won that game with 1 first down, right? And you see it all the time in college football and pros. They get the ball back and they do dive, 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 punt, Let the other team have enough time, and they come back and lose.
Yep.
I hate it. Throw the ball and get a first down.
You know why they did that, though? The week before, they lost to Illinois because they threw it when they should have ran it, and they gave Illinois too much time left, and they went down and scored. And so I think he got killed by the media for that. Am I right? I mean, you're a Nebraska fan, Chris. Is that what happened?
Honestly, I wasn't paying much attention this week to them.
Okay.
To be honest with you. I've read some, like, blogs.
I agree with you,
Mark.
But that's exactly what happened. One first down, the game's over.
Yeah.
And they can't get a first down.
Well, shit, how many games has Iowa State lost? Last two or three?
I love
that
you just called me a Nebraska fan.
I put it in there nice and smooth.
That's funny.
Yeah, you like that?
That's just so the opposite, but whatever.
All right. Well,
but you pick them every week.
Well, it's because I try and pick teams that I think I know stuff about. And I follow Nebraska just because of where I'm from.
Nebraska's killed you, haven't they? This year,
Nebraska and Michigan State and Auburn.
Yeah, those are, you're going down with those ships.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna. Speaking,
I say that I'm beating you by two games.
Yeah, whatever. give me the Vikings at -4 over the Chiefs. Speaking of what I know,
yep,
the Chiefs are 1-4 against the number. Vikes 3-1, coming off a bye. No Jamal Charles. Give me the Vikings by 2 touchdowns.
I like that pick.
Big fan of that one.
Yeah, that's solid. I'm going to end with the least surprising pick of the week. you boys probably know where I'm going with this one.
You're
going
to take the clones.
I'm going to take the clones. Not. I'm going to take TCU minus 20.5 points.
Never saw that one coming.
Yeah, I think they win by probably at least 35.
You know what's interesting about that? You know what's interesting
about
that is when that preseason, when those lines come out in like June, this game is at 29.
It's gone down.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, significantly, too.
Remember 3 weeks ago when I was telling you, I kept telling you all along I thought this was going to be a good ball game. I've been telling you this for weeks. Yeah. I thought it was going to be 18. After what I saw last week, I thought it opened up at 24, 25.
I was shocked that it opened at 17.
I was too. After watching what I watched last week, I thought
shocked.
But here's why I'm taking Iowa State as one of my picks, plus 20.5. TCU is not the same team on the road. You look at them against Minnesota, you look at them against Texas Tech, and you look at them against Kansas State. They're barely squeaking these games off, and this isn't just this year. Last year they did the same thing. Didn't they almost lose to Kansas last year at Kansas?
They had a bad game.
Actually, I think
there,
he may be.
Yeah.
For some reason that rings
TCU
a bell.
TCU is on the road. They're 0-3 against the spread this year. I think I read something last year where they might have covered one game against the spread.
Mm-hmm.
Night games are tough, guys. Night games in college football are tough on the road. I think Iowa State, I think they keep it competitive.
All
I think it's competitive.
It comes down to the first quarter.
No,
night games are tough if the crowd is in it.
I agree.
So if they get up to a 21-0 lead, it's over.
How full is that place?
It's in the first half or the second half?
No, I'm saying like to start the game.
I think it's full.
It'll be fairly full, yeah.
I hope so.
Weather dependent. The weather's going to be in like the 50s.
I get the whole, like, oh, if you want change, you can't buy tickets and all that stuff. I understand that. But Iowa State, man, like one of the reasons Iowa State's cool, in my opinion, is it's generally they just support their team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they end up 2-10 or 3-9, there's going to be changes. You know what I mean? This reminds me of
just sit back, relax,
and just
it's gonna,
try and enjoy
gonna,
the game.
Yeah, it's going to happen if they don't. Hey, if he doesn't do something miraculous,
yeah, I'm there.
Around.
I'm in the building, man.
I know.
I'm there.
Well, I'm not talking to you directly. It's one of the things I love about Iowa State is, man, they're loyal.
The Iowa State fan base is incredible.
So awesome. We're so blessed to work with.
We're not a Kansas, that's
here,
for sure.
Here's the one thing that Pollard really needs to change about the atmosphere at Iowa State, and I think we've talked about this for years now.
Smoke on the water.
No, guys, get over it. Nobody cares.
It's just a song.
Apparently somebody cares. There was a petition started.
Yeah, they got like 200 signatures.
That is what I'm most looking forward to with a coaching change.
I heard from the Iowa State marketing department about that.
Did you?
Perhaps.
Recently?
What did they say?
This was a few weeks ago.
Did they say, quit bashing our song? We like it?
No, I don't want to get into details on it.
Give us the Cliff Notes.
One person was like having fun with me about it, and another was pretty angry with my crusade against it, that and Jock Jams. I'm just going to leave it at that.
The person that was mad at you is a fan of Jock Jams?
Yeah.
Jeez. And
some people take things a little too serious.
Well, that's my deal. And when the example that was used to me by the angry person was, did you see everybody standing up and clapping before the Northern Iowa game? And my response was, that's because it's the first game of the season and everybody's excited about everything.
Yeah.
At that point. It's not because of the stupid song.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, but
so this person went on record and said, I like Smoke on the Water.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I have a question for you guys. Do you think Iowa State football, now especially with the new Jack Trice Stadium, when it's full, is a good college football environment?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think 20 years ago when we would go to games as kids, do you think it was a good college football environment inside there? Okay.
No.
So I understand 20 years ago when they used to let people go outside at halftime to get beers and come back. Now it is ridiculous. It's time to change it.
You may be onto something.
Stop. Because we're beating Iowa 17-10. I talked to my Hawkeye buddies who are there, and they say it was over. Half when people come out and you're winning a rivalry game and half the crowd's there.
Not back
there's,
yet.
I'm sorry. It's hard to get. You've got to have that home field advantage, and we're letting it go right now.
Mark, you sit.
What's the point of doing this, all the stuff that Jack Trice, if we're not going to take advantage of
it? You sit in the club, right?
Yep.
We're already kind of seeing that. That was kind of my concern when I toured the club for the first time. I'm like, geez, why would you sit outside in your seats if it's not a close game? Like, hell, I'd be sitting in here watching another game and peeking out at the scoreboard.
You're gonna
what is that, like 2,000, 3,000 fans? How many people?
No, I know, but I'm just saying that end zone, though, like it's a...
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I mean, you're right. If it comes to November, who do we play at home in November? Whoever it is.
Okie State?
So if that game's a blowout, or if I think it'll be a blowout, I'm at least still going to go because I can hang out inside.
Absolutely.
Drink a couple beers. Warm.
So it's a double-edged sword. It's getting people to come to games that they otherwise wouldn't go to.
Yeah, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying, like, the more fan-friendly you are, sometimes it can come back to bite you.
Yeah.
And like, letting them go out at halftime, that's one
I don't
of them.
We needed to do that 20 years ago. I don't think we need to do that anymore.
Is that a policy in a lot of other places where you can leave?
Not
at
a lot.
Halftime?
I mean, other schools do it, but not more schools don't do it than do it.
I don't understand it at all. You would think you'd want people in, buying concessions and all of that. So I don't understand why they do it.
I don't either. It makes no sense to me.
Huh.
But that's, that's my little...
No, that makes sense. It's hard for me because I'm not... It doesn't really impact me one way or the other than watching the game.
And I'll be honest, everyone in my family goes out at halftime.
Yeah,
I don't.
Of course.
Last game against Kansas, I did. One, because it was Kansas. And two, I set a clock. I know when to get back in. I'm back in out there before them.
But you tailgate right by the stadium.
I'm right by the stadium.
You're a different breed, though. I mean, you go for the game.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going for the event, and the game is kind of.
I don't drink more than X amount of beer so that I know what's going on.
Yep.
That was the first time I think I've gone out at halftime in probably 6 years. It was the Kansas game.
Hey, are you guys. Are we dressing up on Halloween for the Texas game? Are you guys? My family is. We're doing the Wizard of Oz thing.
Like, you're going to be there doing your actual job.
Yeah, in the 10-man costume.
Wow. Wow. I don't know about that.
I think it'd be cool if we got it, if everybody dressed up in their Halloween costume.
Is it on Halloween, the game?
Yeah.
All right, so there'll be a lot of people dressed up.
That's going to be that'll be a fun environment that day.
Yeah.
Homecoming, Halloween.
You know,
it's a W.
It's an easy costume, but it's also so effective. I might even still have this. I'm not going to need to buy it. The Scream character.
Oh, yeah.
From Scream.
Those masks.
The mask and whatever. I used to have one, and I would just, be sitting in our apartment with, my roommates would have people over, and I'd just sit in the living room in the mask and just stare at them. And it's the creepiest thing ever, just to get stared at by that mask.
So it allows you to stare at chicks, too, without being a perv.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're just trying to scare them.
So I can see myself going to the Iowa State game wearing that.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you scare every kid around there.
Fantastic.
I've been Santa Claus, three times now?
Would we want everyone?
We beat Okie State. That was the first time I ever did it. I think we won the next year and then lost the third year that I was Santa Claus. But, Santa's been on
it. You should be Santa for Halloween.
I might be. We have a costume for it.
Greg, can I get you to go on record of the final score here for the game, by the way?
Yeah, let's...
I'm curious what you think.
Let's go 49-31, 18 points, we cover.
49-31 for Gray. Chris, you want to venture a guess?
Yeah, give me TCU... I'm trying to think of... When you get the scores that high, it gets difficult to pick. I'll just go with they drop a 60...
Oh, God. I can't take 60.
No, I'll go a little bit lower. 59.
I know that they... Hey,
59 to what?
59 to 27.
Chris is somewhat in my ballpark. I'm going to go with my touchdowns.
Missed extra point. Not two field goals.
I'm going to go...
If we kick a field goal on 4th-and-3,
I'm going to go 63-24.
Okay. Yeah, that's mine. Is just for the record, it's a missed extra point,
two
field goals.
Notice I said 24 for Iowa State, which means they kicked a field goal somewhere in there, which they shouldn't do.
Can we talk about? I think most Iowa State fans too. We typically like to overrate our own players, right? I mean,
I think every fan base
does, right? But let's be honest. Mike Warren is a legitimate stud.
Yeah, he's a good
player. I don't think we're overrating that kid at all. He is a legitimate stud. And if we continue to use him right, and we used him right last game, we probably could have given him 10 more carries.
Yeah.
We can win games with that kid.
Absolutely.
If we control the clock and keep
– Dude, I'm telling you, if this staff gets fired, you bring on my guy Calhoun at Air Force, run the triple option with Mike Warren and Joel Lanning. Ooh, baby.
You put Thomas in a fullback?
Yes.
Remind me, Chris, you would know, where was Warren at the beginning of the year, first couple games?
He didn't play much.
He played in that Northern Iowa game, but didn't do much.
But my point is, talent's talent. The guy looks great. Was he not looking great at the beginning of the year? I mean, what was the difference?
Well, Tyler Brown got dinged up,
yeah.
and then it gave Warren we were told all offseason long that Warren's the guy.
Well, yeah. This is one of my pet peeves about the coaching staff, too. Everyone's always thought Warren was the guy. If he's the guy, start him. Why is Tyler Brown starting the first? And Tyler Brown, actually, he played good in the UNI game until he got dinged up. It wasn't like he was bad.
Yeah.
But so far, Mike Warren just looks to be a different player that we have.
He was a stud last year, and then he got hurt on the scout team. And I think he had an opportunity to maybe even play as a true freshman had he not gotten injured. But who knows? That would have been a waste, though. I'm glad that didn't happen.
Remember Martina Syria?
Yeah. Hey, one other so I went off the map. The only game I got right last week was Utah State, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bowling Green, 11.5 at home. Versus Akron.
Is that your last one?
Well, I didn't know that.
Bowling Green State.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You got them right last week, right?
Weeks ago, I got them right.
Dude, they're
Purdue.
That's
Maryland or someone.
The only reason I didn't do that, well, I had six written down. I didn't do that one because I figure it's the least interesting for our audience, so I just shied away from it. But there you go.
There you go.
I didn't make my fifth pick, but it was the same as C-Dub. I like the Vikings at -4 against the Chiefs.
Okay.
Not the Iowa State under this week.
Any of you guys interested in going with me to Minneapolis? Because I think I'm going to go. Even if I don't, I do this about once a year. I will drive up there by myself and just go to a Vikings game alone.
To the Vikings game?
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's
fun.
You
have two tickets?
Actually, no, I haven't bought tickets yet. I'll buy them up there.
Okay. I'm a maybe. I'm always a maybe.
This is going to be a spur of the moment. Like, I decide after the game on Saturday night if I'm doing it or not. Because my wife is occupied. She's got stuff going on with the baby on Sunday. So it's kind of like a freebie for me.
I have gray family pictures. So I have no go.
You have more family events than anybody I know.
He's got a huge family.
You constantly have a family something.
He has picnic, brothers
photo
and sisters.
Day. You know, something always going on.
Well, I like to be an involved dad. You know, I like to be, you know, I like to coach my kids. I like to, you know, I like to be around.
I'm taking Cammy to, I'm so pumped. I'm taking her to Hilton Madness tomorrow night.
Need to be taking my kids that. What time does that start?
7 or 8. I think 8, actually. It's kind of late. That's the only problem. They're trying to do like a midnight madness. I mean, shoot, Cammy goes to bed by like 9 usually, but if I can get her, the babysitter, to get her a good nap in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what her and I are going to do. That's going to be our thing. Women's basketball.
Mm-hmm. That's your thing?
Because I freaking love, I love Finley's program, and I want her to grow up watching
I haven't
it.
Figured out my thing with my 16-month-old daughter yet. We'll get there at some point. So
iCubs.
Cammy
loves the iCubs.
Tell me if you guys think this is impressive, by the way. Because we all talked about is football, so a little bit of personal. I posted this on Facebook the other day. My kid, when it comes to numbers, is like Rain Man. Like he's – Chris, do you get the cultural reference there, by the way?
Rain Man, is that the Nick Cage movie?
No, that's Dustin Hoffman. He's autistic, but he's like – great with numbers.
Okay.
So Rain Man means just like
crazy. I'm familiar with autism, but not really the
Cheezer's like Rain Man.
Yeah. Great, you have kids.
Well,
you
can, he is with the Royals.
And just remembering statistics.
I come home, you have boys older than 4, so you've been through this.
Yeah.
So I come home the other day, I was out doing some work or whatever, and this cracked me up. I was literally laughing out loud. I was LOLing. Seton is big time into scores. He takes the iPad, he goes to ESPN, he looks at scores. He just every morning he gets up, he comes in, asks me a score from the night before.
Let me just interrupt for a second. When we were kids, it was box scores in a newspaper. Your kid's on an iPad.
iPad,
yeah.
I know, it's awesome.
Go ahead.
So I'm telling the literal 100% truth. I come home the other day, and I grab the iPad, and I say, Seton, and he's excited. He wants to talk to me about scores. I ask him on Sunday afternoon, I go through every game one at a time, and I say, as an example, Vikings played, or they didn't play anybody, whoever. I ask him, Seton, what was the score of this game? The kid tells me correctly every final score of the NFL the whole day.
Wow.
Every single one of them gets it exactly right.
That's impressive.
I asked That's a nice resource.
I asked him about Iowa scores and Iowa State scores like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He still knows them.
That's impressive.
And I'm not teaching him to do any of this stuff. I'm like, you're a freak, kid. I mean, that's crazy.
I used to be like that. Not anymore. I couldn't even tell you the score of the Iowa State-Texas Tech game.
66-31.
Okay. Well, I was hoping you would remind me, but
so now I just
he gets it from Katie.
Yeah. So now I test him with stuff. Yesterday I told him I was in the shower getting ready and he was leaving for preschool and I said, Seton, I'm going to give you a code. You know, I want to see if you remember this later. So I gave him my phone number. Yeah. I just said 864-6444 and I said it 3 times. I said, if you can remember that after school, I'm going to give you a treat. So I picked him up from school. I said, what was the code? It's like 864-6444. He's got a numbers thing.
Yeah. He probably wrote it down on his hand.
Yeah, he probably did. You're right.
Typed it in his iPad.
What was
but
the treat?
But my point was, a Kit Kat bar. My point was, sounds like, good. As a father, you guys can relate. When you're a parent and your kid does anything, you're like,
you think it's
am
amazing.
I just a proud parent or is this something a little bit abnormal that
it's,
other kids don't do at this
it's like when Dale
four
Pearson,
years old is abnormal. You got something here.
It's like when Dale Pearson gets a sack. Like, we're all just so proud.
Yeah. Yay. So anyway,
or when Sam throws a touchdown.
Yes.
So if you guys need to know, if you guys need some sports information, call Seton.
Call Seton.
That's
I'll
cool.
That. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Can I do, does he have a cell phone?
Not yet. We'll get him one.
Get him one so I can just text him for reference.
I got to get him on
a Twitter account.
I got to get him learning spreads now. It's like, daddy, what's the spread in the Iowa State game? No, that makes no sense, Dad.
So I'm thinking about doing a deal, and this annoys some people, but it's fun for me, where, like, a video segment on Fanatic every week when Cammy's a little bit older, so, yeah. Like, next year, where I put, like, logos of games, like a pick segment, and she can just kind of pick who's going to win, and we yeah. analyze it. Would people like that or make fun of it?
I think they'd like it. The human element of it.
There'd be some jerks who would make fun of it.
Of course.
There would be some, but more people than not would like it.
Yeah. Dude, my friend Kyle Porter, he runs the Oklahoma State. He has a blog site, and he writes about golf for CBS. He does this, the most hilarious, it's like 2 times a year, he gets his wife, and she's always sitting there with a bottle of wine, and she's a pretty girl, and she's very bubbly personality, and he does it for the NCAA tournament is what he does.
Yeah.
And they'll go through and they'll pick all the NCAA tournament first round games, and she knows nothing about it, and he's like, who do you think will win between Duke and Southeastern Louisiana State? And she's like, well, I mean, Southeastern Louisiana State, I like their colors, I mean, they're purple, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's really entertaining.
Sometimes
people don't like that when you incorporate the family into
sometimes
it.
We overthink these things. By the way, I owe a shout out. You mentioned the forums. I owe a shout out to everybody that claims they hate the podcast. In fact, God Awful was something I heard the other day.
That was me.
So this is a shout out to all of those people that claim they don't listen, who actually will be listening to this and hear
this. Who thought it was God Awful?
Who several people called me several people called me an asshole yesterday. So this is a special shout out to you guys. I just want to let you know that
I liked every one of those posts.
That I appreciate it. Thank you for fueling the fire. And
my old deal,
even though you deny you listen, I know you're hearing what I'm saying right now. So congratulations.
This would be my take on that. Is we are who we are. You know, this podcast.
Yeah.
We don't claim to be anything other.
Apparently, I claim to be a coaching expert.
No, I don't.
No. According to the forum, I'm a coaching expert.
My whole deal is we have so many podcasts on Fanatic every week, and it's generated, like, we come up with the schedule to give everybody something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, on Mondays, Rob and Jared are reacting to the Rhodes Presser, to the weekend. The Jeff Woody is for the real, the diehards, you know, who want the analytical stuff. We've got the Thursday night radio show podcast where it's me and Bloom, and we oftentimes do interviews, etc. And then we got this one where it's at the end of the week, it's more laid back, and it's a bunch of dudes sitting around having a beer and talking about the clones.
Sometimes we push buttons.
That's my deal. Like, I know, like, if you think it's awful, that's great. That's fine. Like, but there's probably something else for you. You know, we've designed it where
we're apparently like the car wreck, though, that you can't look away from.
That's kind of what we want to be.
Do you find it fascinating, you know, that there's people out there that supposedly hate this and yet continue to listen?
Dude, that happens all the time with the radio show.
And I mean, people call into Cowherd or tweet Cowherd, you're an idiot, when they're listening to them, but they're listening.
Yeah.
I mean,
Hey, so anyway, the point is, as long as you continue to listen, welcome.
Well, yeah, and even if you don't want to, like, that's fine. Like, we've got something else for you. That's the whole point of how we set this up.
Yeah.
And as we continue to grow, like, that's what we're going to try and do.
How about a quick happy birthday for the man, the myth, the legend.
Hoiberg.
Freddie Hoiberg.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook today. Yeah. God bless him. Oh.
I didn't think he aged.
I just ordered a couple Bull shirts on Amazon, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. When are we going to a game?
I don't know. We do need to schedule that, though.
Yeah, we need to go.
We should do it before the new year. Because once January comes, it just, with Big 12 basketball.
I gave you a date where there was Bears and
I don't want to go to a Bears game. Honestly, like, I just, my whole deal is
Vikings fan.
No.
No, remember, it was Bears-Vikings, though. It was Bears versus Vikings.
We need to get on this.
That's what I told you. It's your team.
Okay.
And my team.
Yeah.
And then a Bulls game.
And the Vikings will probably win.
And a Bulls game immediately after the game. It's like the perfect day.
We need to get on it because Bulls game would be a blast. Like, I've been kind of just a whatever Bulls fan for a while now. But now that Freddie's there, like, man, like, my passion's invoked again. I was a Jordan kid. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was total front runner, and I watched Jordan on WGN every night. And then the cool thing about that, like, I was a bigger Bulls fan when he left because I'm like, when they drafted, like, Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry, I'm like, yeah, this is it. And I kept sitting there and waiting and waiting. And then when they finally became to be kind of good again, I was just like, I was in college, you know, and I just didn't care that much. But now, man, I'm back. I'm ready to go.
I hated the Bulls growing up. I hated Michael Jordan. I hated everything about the Bulls.
Of course you did.
It's right on par with what I would expect from you.
You came up with a good substitute, by the way, unknowingly, for a swear word. It's like when people don't want to say old JC's name, they say cheese and rice, you know? Yeah. Chris just said bull shirt. It's kind of like, you say that fast, it's like, bull shirt!
Now I
need to get that in my vocabulary.
It's not bad.
What I want now for my basement, you know, and I'm kind of finishing it, my goal is to get a pool table.
Yeah.
So if you guys know of anybody for real, like, selling a pool table, let me know.
There are always people selling pool tables.
I don't want to spend $3,000 on one at Homeakers or anything.
You want, like, what, $150 pool table?
I want a nice one that will not be an eyesore in my basement, but is not going to cost me.
Would you move your couch forward?
Yeah.
You'd have to move it just a pinch forward, would you?
You need, like, what is the small one? Like, the bar version? Like, an 8-footer?
7 to 8 feet is what I want.
Yeah.
Seriously, if anybody is listening to this, shoot me an email, because I will buy it from you on the spot.
I guarantee you there are people listening to this.
Gotta find a way to make that money work, you know?
There are people listening to this that have a pool table sitting in their basement that use it about once a year that are thinking they just want to sell it to you.
Yes. Chris M. Williams at CycloneFanatic.com. No, what I want now, I feel like we'll finish off my basement, Gray, is a framed Mayer jersey for the Bulls.
Absolutely.
And then a Doug McDermott one, too, just because I love Doug.
Dougie Fresh. How much better is his stats going to look this year?
Oh, my God. He'll be a different player. Hope he already is. Like, he's killing it in the preseason.
Yeah, it's preseason.
Oh, I know, but, like, it's better than he did last year.
All right, no, I agree. Let him chuck.
I talked to Greg when that whole deal was going down. Greg was here for Stephen Finley's wedding.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about that. That was before. I don't know if it was, like, official or not, but we all knew what was happening. And Greg was telling me about how excited Doug was about the opportunity, and rightfully so.
I can imagine.
Heck, just an opportunity to play.
Well, yeah.
It would be nice.
And then you got a guy from your hometown.
Who gets you.
Yeah, and just says, hey, dude, sling it.
You think about how many good players have come from Ames. It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
Charter, you're not even on, like, the top 500 list of best players to come from Ames.
Top 400, probably.
You think of 400?
Probably.
Oh, wow.
Are we counting, like, swimmers and golfers?
I mean, there's been some studs.
You know John Olson, our good friend?
Yeah.
He was an Ames High guy.
Friend of the podcast.
He was an Ames High guy.
He's going to Vegas.
Late edition.
That's a big pickup.
Late edition.
That is a big pickup. That is like pulling in Jahostin Thomas late in the years with that.
Jahostin.
Whatever.
I bet he'll decline, but I'm going to send Paul Rhodes an invite. I feel like we got some stuff to work out.
I think they're actually on the road that week.
He doesn't need to be there. It doesn't matter.
I need you guys to help me. You guys bragging about your trip. I'll do mine.
Fine.
And Mark, you'd be good at this. Yes. You need to help me plan my wardrobe for the Ole Miss game.
Are you Ole Miss LSU?
Yeah.
Who are you going to be rooting for?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I'm gonna blend in with the folk. I don't want to be the
what is the attire? Because a lot of those places,
I'm gonna do like
SEC down south. They actually dress up.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
like the guys I'm going with, we're having a contest to see who can look the sharpest.
I'd say go bow tie.
Red
and blue striped bow tie.
I found a sweet bow tie on Tie Bar.
You know what would be sweet?
It's
if
like
you
a
could
plaid.
Do this. Pull off this look. So red and blue striped bow tie is fantastic. Can you find light blue seersucker? Like, that's the kind of almost like flannel-y,
yeah, I know
white and blue, like baby blue type suit. That would look fantastic.
This podcast is over, right? We're just talking. But this isn't actually
that would
podcast.
Stand.
No, this is real.
This is we're actually talking on a podcast. Yeah.
Seersucker with a bow tie would be over the top. Outstanding.
We ended up we're renting a house. It's like a couple miles off of the Grove, away from. So like we're in like campus town. In Oxford, Mississippi, and we have a house for the weekend.
And you're going to go do the tailgate, the whole tailgating experience, I assume.
Yeah, so this is, but like, the problem is, like, there's no way we can get a good parking spot, like, in their lane, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to do, I'm going to try and finagle my way into some Ole Miss message boards.
Yeah.
And explain to them what we're doing, how we're going to go to a game every year. And our first pick was Ole Miss. And I'm hoping that some really nice, like, Ole Miss fan will be like, hey, you're welcome to join us.
I bet you could. I bet you could do that.
I guarantee if somebody did that with Iowa State fans would open their arms.
Absolutely.
Are Gray and I allowed to text you photos from Vegas? You're going to get pissed and tell us
no,
to leave you alone.
No, I would love it. Okay. I think it'd be great.
All right.
What photos do you think we'd be texting?
Well, you're going to be texting pictures of yourself in bed at 8 o'clock by yourself.
Absolutely.
Of course. So
sleep like a baby.
See, I'm ready. Like, I've heard stories. I was in Kansas City with Gray, and I was being the responsible family man, you know, but I don't have the family on this trip. Meanwhile, Gray is doing it up all night long. Then at our party, our Fawcast party at Benchwarmers, apparently he shut that place down. So I'm excited to see this version of Gray that I actually haven't seen in person
Gray's
yet.
Really good in pockets. He struggles, like, putting the nights together. Is that accurate?
Oh, I can't do like a 2-3 day bender.
Yeah.
I will do one night where I'm 4 o'clock and then the next night I'll need to
I mean, the reality is, Gray, you've got two nights to get it done. We get there Friday at 7. So
yeah.
You got Friday night, you got Saturday night. Sunday night, we got a 7 a.m. flight. So that means limo's picking us up at 5 o'clock for the airport.
Okay. Well, you pick a night which one you want me to be out later.
So the real question will be this. Sunday night, knowing we got to be in the limo at 5 to go to the airport,
yep.
Are you going to bed?
That's a good question. It depends how I feel. And if I'm doing good gambling, I'll just keep riding that.
You'll ride.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Crash on the plane on the way home.
Yep.
I don't
sleep on planes, but I'll crash when I get home.
All right.
I'd love to let this ride, but we're over an hour. And I got to go work out so I don't get
just
fat.
When it's getting good.
Get
or I don't get more fat.
Nice.
You say this. I'm pretty sure you've lost like 5 pounds.
I have, but apparently it doesn't look. I think it's the beard.
Well, you need to. I've told you this.
I can't. I lost a bet.
Yeah, you can't.
No, but you haven't. Let's be honest. When was the last time you shaved? 6 years ago?
I have not shaved since before the Iowa State Iowa football game.
No, shaved. I'm talking straight razor. Like,
oh, shaved. Yeah, that's been at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you need to start doing it.
Last time I did that was when my grandma died.
Got
nice.
It. Well, if you're going to go down to the SEC land.
No,
he can't. He has to keep it.
I can't. I had to do this till December 1, and that game is November 21st.
Men of honor don't renege on their bets.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long of a bet.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. You got to quit making stupid bets.
He believed in his team.
I believed in my team. And
hey, I thought Iowa State. People say I hate Iowa State. I thought they were going to win that game.
They should have won that game.
You know what's funny? Like, looking back at like my season predictions, I had them at 3-2 right now. But I had him beating Iowa and losing to Toledo. So, like, that's the only thing I was up to this point. And I still had him winning Texas and Kansas State.
Right now they're 2-3 and everyone wants Rhodes gone. If they would have made that field goal and they're 3-2, do you think it's still about
– It wouldn't have changed my opinion at all because they're still going 0-8 to finish the season.
If you lose to Texas Tech 66-31 in the way that they did, there's probably still a lot of noise.
I would agree.
All right, we got to go. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go buy a house, markcharter.com. You can borrow his truck.
I promise I'm not an a-hole in person.
He's not. He's very lovable. Okay. You all would love him.
Kinda.
Later, guys.